Assalamu alaikum. Hello and welcome, dear viewers, to Weekly Scope. I'm joined today by Dr. Ibrahim Al-Moussawi, a political analyst and a researcher. Hello and welcome to Weekly Scope, Dr.
Hello
Ibrahim.
Hello to you. Thank you.
It's nice having you on our show. It's been a long time.
Dr.
Ibrahim, with our own viewers, we will watch a report that would summarize headlines, major headlines, dominated by newspapers along this week. We will take a look and be right back. Stay tuned. Starting with the Daily Tribune with this headline, Israel Cabinet Divided. According to the writer, Israeli cabinet ministers yesterday differed over the likely fallout on the battered Middle East peace process from an intra-Palestinian reconciliation agreement. More from the Daily Tribune, Sisi urges unprecedented turnout. Egypt's former army chief Abdel Fattah al-Sisi yesterday urged an unprecedented turnout in a May presidential election. He is expected to win almost 11 months after ousting the elected leader. More from the Daily Tribune, North Korean nuclear threats useless. Moving on to Egypt from Al-Ahram Weekly, no such thing as the Free Egyptian Army. Many Egyptian news outlets have carried stories on the so-called Free Egyptian Army, which they say is based in eastern Libya. According to the reports, it is Awash with extremist jihadist elements close to the Muslim Brotherhood. More from Al-Ahram Weekly, the Iraqi growth myth. According to writer Salah Nasrawi, trumpeting the growth in Iraq's oil income is misleading in the absence of genuine economic development. More from Al-Ahram Weekly, Boko Haram hits hard. Many in Nigeria reckon that even discussing Boko Haram is tantamount to sacrilege. That said, there are those who believe care must be taken to avoid pushing Boko Haram into a corner. The Nigerian government, the advocates of containing Boko Haram insist, should revise its approach with dealing with the militancy of the movement. Moving on to Lebanese The Daily Star, Assad seeks re-election in poll. Syrian President Bashar Assad declared on Monday he will seek re-election in June, defying calls from his opponents to step aside and allow a political solution to end 3 years of devastating civil war stemming from protests against his rule, according to The Daily Star. Egypt sentences 683 to death in mass trial. A judge in Egypt on Monday sentenced to death 683 alleged supporters of the country's ousted Islamist president in the latest mass trial that included the Muslim Brotherhood's spiritual leader, defense lawyers said. Moving on to another Lebanese newspaper, Al-Akhbar English, Hariri Tribunal charges Al-Akhbar chief with obstruction of justice. Moving on to Times of Amman with this headline, at least 18 killed in powerful U.S. tornadoes. More from Times of Amman, undersea search for MH370 to expand Australia. Australia's Prime Minister Monday announced an expanded search across a huge swath of seabed where flight MH370 might have crashed 7 weeks ago, admitting it is now highly unlikely that any surface wreckage will be found. Moving on to Middle East Online, 2 decades after Yemen war, Southerners rally for cession. Moving on to Al Manar news website, Ma'ariv, Israel not ready to engage in war with Hezbollah. Israeli occupation forces not ready militarily to engage in a war with Hezbollah and capabilities have distinctly decreased, the Israeli newspaper Ma'ariv said in a report. More more from Al-Manar, Syrian army progressed in Latakia, Aleppo, other provinces. The Syrian army destroyed two dens for the armed terrorist groups in front of Al-Amal Hospital in Jurat Siyah neighborhood in Homs and to the south of An-Natur village in Homs countryside, killing and injuring all terrorists inside them.
Dr. Ibrahim, an article picked up from Al-Akhbar, Lebanese newspaper translated from the Arabic version, published on April 24, 2014, under the headline, Hariri Tribunal Charges Al-Akhbar Chief with Obstruction of Justice. Of course, the writer reminded the readers of the international court that is set up to investigate the 2005 assassination of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri, has summoned Al-Akhbar's editor-in-chief and a journalist of Al Jadid television over two counts of obstruction of justice, the body announced on Thursday. The Hague-based Tribunal for Lebanon, STL, said that there are sufficient grounds to proceed against Ibrahim Al-Amin of Al-Akhbar and Al-Jadid's Karma Al-Khayat. First of all, how did you actually receive this information or this news, especially that I've already seen you protesting immediately after the news were out or was out to the public, Dr. Ibrahim?
Let me say, first of all, it's not about an individual reaction, though it should be individual. Yes. And collective reaction, not only by the Lebanese people, the Lebanese public, the Lebanese media, but also by the Lebanese state itself, because what happened is simply an insult. What happened is simply a violation of the Lebanese sovereignty. Now, it should be taken aside from any kind of politicization. We're not talking about the STL now. We're talking about a measure that has been taken by this tribunal against the Lebanese media, an insult to the Lebanese public, an insult to the Lebanese intellectuals and to the Lebanese freedom and journalists. How come they have taken the prerogatives and the authority of the Lebanese state, and they themselves are enacting certain kind of measures, and they are summoning them to the court? If they really believe in sovereignty and the freedom, they should respect the Lebanese state bodies and apparatuses. They could simply file a suit or come and protest to the Lebanese judiciary and say, we want you to take certain measures against this individual or that individual.
Doctor,
they didn't do it.
Immediately when the news was out, a lot of analysts and even journalists or even researchers, the first thing that came to mind is that this is an act of or a violation of sovereignty, of a violation
Absolutely.
Of the Lebanese constitution.
It is.
That's what they said. But then again, we actually went back to the agreement that was set with the STL, and we've seen that the Lebanese government already agreed on Article 7, which gives and allows the STL to intervene in Lebanese public or in Lebanese private or domestic issues here.
But everybody knows this is a highly divisive, this is a highly division that has been made by the STL, actually.
Okay.
Not all of the Lebanese agree on the STL.
Yes.
Everybody knows that the history and the record of the STL is punctuated with a lot of holes, that a lot of discredit by the Lebanese public and by everybody. And if the STL is really keen to see or eager to see that its credibility is intact, why didn't they do anything about the leaks that were made from within the STL itself?
Yes.
From the ranks of the STL, there have been major leaks that have dealt the STL itself devastating blows when it comes to credibility. What about the foreign media? I mean, why they are taking Lebanon, while the Lebanese journalists, whether Ibrahim Al-Amin or Karma Khayat, they were only simply trying to exercise their own role, actually, as journalists, to inform and enlighten the public about what's really going on, simply. The STL, instead of going against those who've made the leaks, they went against those who were talking about the leaks.
Okay.
So this would tell you that it is a kind of one eye justice.
But again, it feels as if it's its own right. The SDL from its own perspective, whether half the Lebanese people disagreed or agreed with the agreement or even with the files among the SDL and the Lebanese government, the SDL from its own position, doctor, believes that yes, we do have the right, the legal right, to intervene in domestic issues or even in domestic, such as what happened right
now. Let them believe what they want to believe. After all, there are, you have...
And legally, they people, do have the right, doctor.
People in judiciary, they know that there is a kind of perspective towards this, that the whole STL is not legal. I mean that's why we're talking about division. And that many of the things that they are doing is based on illegal basis. It doesn't have the premises from the very beginning. This is not only the Lebanese people perspective or part of the Lebanese people perspective. This is something that has been voiced out by people of law all over the world. Okay. You're talking about judges, you're talking about judiciary analysts who look into what's really going on, and they saw that this is a kind of insult, this is a kind of violation that no one can accept.
Okay. Doctor, do you believe today, after what happened, that the Lebanese people, the Lebanese citizens, were misinformed about secretive agreements or even outset agreements between the STL and the Lebanese government, meaning that many say that now, well, when we said that this is an illegal act, it turned out to be legal until Article 7. Who knows what the more articles the Lebanese government signed on that would give more or would allow the STL to intervene
well,
more
this
in
is
Lebanese,
something that we
where
have
the Lebanese people misinformed here of,
this
of
is
what
something,
happened.
Yeah, this is something that we have to wait and see. It's been revealed day after day. And time after time, we were able to see many new things that are there, actually. Yes, I believe the
I mean, these people were supposed to demonstrate at the beginning, doctor, when Article 7 was out and when they signed contracts with the STL and allowed it to intervene in domestic issues. That's when the people were about to demonstrate before such things happened here.
Exactly.
How
exactly.
do you view that?
Well, again, you're talking about something that has never been agreed upon by the Lebanese.
So it was a conflict from the beginning.
It's a conflict from the very beginning.
Okay.